So let's close our eyes. Putting your attention on the base of the spine, we'll invoke Ganesha's blessings always, first, so that we can remove internal obstacles or any distractions or interruptions that may happen while we're in our meditation. So we'll ask Ganesha to remove all that so that we can have an experience to establish or re-establish faith. So Ganesha is an elephant-headed being who rides on a mountain. He has a pot belly. He resides at the Muladhara Chakra, at the base of the spine, around the tailbone. Move around, feel your tailbone. Settle there. An orangish-reddish light might appear. You might feel energy or heat expanding that pelvis area, and then the energy is moving down the legs, opening up the nadis. The energy channels. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Feel the orangish reddish light swirling around in the legs, down to the feet and toes, and back up. Maybe some pain or stiffness might be released. You might feel a lightness or have that sensation of feeling unstuck. Now move into the Muladhara Chakra and focus your attention on your Sushumna, the thin tube of light, hair-like, in thickness, in brilliant silvery white light, moving up, piercing the chakras at the navel, the heart center in the middle of the chest, the throat. As you're moving through the throat, you want to clear it so you can cough or swallow or yawn. If you need to get rid of the congestion in the throat, then the system that pierces the middle of your brain, the midbrain, pineal area, then the crown chakra, and you may feel an expansion in the midbrain, some pressure, or some tingling at the top of your brain, where the crown chakra is, and then the Sushumna continues to pierce the skull and go into the space. That is your antenna to your higher self. So all the spiritual realms are opened up. You're tuning in. The Sushumna gets stronger and stronger as you put more and more attention on it. Try to keep your eyes looking straight ahead even though your eyes are closed. Although you can allow them to do whatever they need to do. But if you just keep your eyes as if they're looking straight ahead of you, then your attention will go more into the susumna. The thoughts will slow down. We'll activate the chakras starting at the base of the spine. Heart. Throat. Ma. Third eye. Om. Base of the spine. Navel. Ma. Heart. Chi. Throat and mouth. Va. Brain and eyes. Ya. Again, back down to the base of the spine. Heart. Throat. Ma. Third eye. Om. Base of the spine. Na. Navel. Ma. Heart. She. Throat and mouth. Va. Brain and eyes. Ya. Now, visualize the veil of Lord Muruga, a spear-like object that has a shaft or a handle or stem, and then a pointed head part. Imagine this veil being your backbone and your brain. This veil is the sacred object or weapon that Lord Muruga uses to destroy karma, negativity of all kinds. And helps to empower you, give you courage, self-esteem, connect you so strongly with your purpose in life, and guide you without any hindrances. Feel the energy of the veil come alive in your backbone and your brain, imagining the shaft of the veil being your backbone, the head of the veil being your brain, the tip is piercing the top of your skull. Lord Muruga's energy is really powerful this week as Mars is going to be transiting into an exalted position in Capricorn. It means it will have its highest power to bless you, to guide you. Feel the energy enlivening your susumna, your brain, all the nadis. Imagine the channels just exploding, opening up into a full fountain. That rises up from the base of your spine and then pops through the crown chakra and trickles down in beautiful streams of spiritual empowerments through your body and all around it. Om Sound Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Feel the veil come alive. Om Sound Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. 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 Feel the veil come alive. as your backbone and your brain. Experience the nadis lighting up with this spiritual empowerment. Coming from the veil, energizing all the channels throughout your body, your subtle body, like a fountain. Now imagine Dr. Pillai standing in front of you, beaming a golden light from his third eye into your third eye, and activating this veil as your backbone and brain, Om Aim Reem. Sarvalokaya Atityaya Shivasatguru Bhavaya Swaha. Feel the pressure in the spot between your two eyebrows, going into your midbrain, activating the head of the veil, shooting down to the shaft of the veil, lighting up all the nadis, the fountain of spiritual empowerment. In and around your body. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shivasatguru Bhavaya Swaha. Experience the grace of the Guru, the Siddha, enlivening your third eye, activating the veil, lighting up the nadis, Om Aim Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shivasatguru Bhavaya Swaha. Feel the dance between you and the image of Dr. Pillai or Babaji. This dance of spiritual energy, he's transmitting it, you're receiving it, you're channeling it through the activation of the veil and all the nadis. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Feel the grace melting all the obstacles on your internal path, the internal boundaries, softening the heart center, expanding your ability to receive divine love. And pour that through your body, mind, and soul and out into the world around you. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. As you're slowly letting go of this meditation, internally acknowledge or thank Ganesha, Muruga, Shiva, Dr. Pillai, Babaji. For the activation or deeper understanding, of the energy that is available in you through the grace of Guru, God, Goddess, the saints, sages, siddhas, all divine beings are surrounding you. As you slowly, slowly come back to yourselves, take your time to come back. For those of you who need to go and you want to jump on the